I am back, you guys, and today I want to talk about something a little bit different. Happy Sunday, you guys. I really thought it would be a really cool idea for me to touch on an episode that I did probably like a year ago. A year ago, I did an episode, and it was titled Weight Loss Motivation, and it got a lot of plays on it. It was one of a very popular episode that I had did, and I felt like I want to do an updated version of that for you guys listening to me. For anyone out there who may want to lose weight, just want to be healthy, want to find different alternatives or things that they can and can't do. Mind you guys, I'm not an expert. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not any kind of medical professional. So if you're looking for anything like that, definitely go see your primary care doctor. Go see a nutritionist or someone that can help you. I'm just giving you guys just some things I've done to help me lose weight, what's worked for me, what hasn't worked for me. Also just giving you guys tips and kind of just motivate you a little bit, because I'm in a place in my life right now where I'm trying to lose weight and get back in the gym and just do all the right things to get my body in shape. So I thought, why not do an updated episode for you guys to listen to, and I hope that you guys like it. So let me just say this. A lot of times when we start losing weight, we call it a diet. The problem with that is a lot of us call it a diet and it becomes an obsession for us sometimes. It becomes this habit of, we're on a diet, we can't eat this, we can't eat that, cut out this, cut out that. We got to run every day, we got to jog every day, we got to go to the gym every day. It becomes this obsession of, I got to drink 3 bottles of water, 5 bottles of water. And I don't like that label. And to me, the best label that I feel when you're trying to lose weight, I call it a lifestyle change. It just sounds better. It makes you feel better because you are making a lifestyle change for your life. So that's what I feel like it should be called. And I think that's just a way better label, so you don't put so much pressure on yourself. This is your lifestyle change. I've done a lot of fad diets. I'm going to break down a lot of stuff in this episode for you guys. In high school, which was a sad time for me, some of you listening again, because I want to give a TMI, or if any of you out here listening might get triggered, if anything I say triggers you, please exit out. Don't listen to this part, but I'm speaking to people because I think this is important to talk about. But I would do a lot of fad diets. I remember starving myself to be thin, not eating but one meal a day, just doing all kinds of things, taking diet pills. I was doing things that were not healthy because I wanted to be thin. I had an image in a sense of who I wanted myself to be. I'm so sorry, y'all. Of who I wanted myself to be. I had an image of who I saw myself to be. And I had a goal in mind. I had pressure on me from family, from friends. Growing up, my family was very blunt when it came to weight gain. They would tell you to your face that, oh, you're gaining weight, you need to lose weight, watch what you eat, and it would make you not want to finish the food. Like, it was a very situation where people were just blunt and honest with you about if you were gaining weight, and I was cautious of that, and it always made me on edge. I remember going on diets and being in stores looking at every label and freaking out if the label says something that was too high in calories, too much sugar, too much sodium, just freaking out for no reason. And I'd be in the store just panicking in my head because I'm trying to figure out what can I get and what can I not get. I want you guys to know, when you are trying to lose weight, it shouldn't be this obsession. You don't want to turn into an eating disorder. You don't want to be binging, you don't want to be purging, you don't want to be starving yourself. You want to actually be taking care of your body and doing all the right things so that you feel good. It's not a competition with your best friend down the street because she's trying to lose weight because she's trying to lose weight as you are. Because sometimes our friends and family say, oh, I'm on a diet, then we got to go, oh, we're on a diet too, and it becomes this competition. And it's about that lifestyle change. So take care of your bodies if you are going to lose weight. Some things that have worked for me is, a lot of times when we're dieting, I think especially when we put ourselves on a strict calorie diet, like when I was seeing my nutritionist, she had me on like a 1,000 calorie diet, and I can only have 1,000 calories a day. And it would feel like sometimes I wasn't eating enough. And I would tell her, like, it's times where I'm sticking to this diet you gave me, but I feel like I'm not eating enough. And I feel like that makes me want to snack. And she would tell me different ways or things I could do so I wouldn't want to snack as much. She would tell me to eat like 5 small meals a day and things like that that would help a little bit. But it would always just seem like I'm back in the same place again of dieting. You ever do these crash diets where you crash diet, you're dieting, then you stop and go back to eating bad foods again, then you're dieting again. That's what my life has kind of been on and off, just dieting and then going back to a bad space. Unfortunately, right now I'm in a space of where I'm trying to eat clean, but I have those slip ups where I want to eat something sweet. And the problem is, you guys, there's nothing wrong with that, because my doctor has told me as well, if you want to have a cheat day, you can have one cheat day where you can eat a Snickers bar. That's perfectly fine, as long as it's not something you do every single day. It is perfectly fine. And I feel like, don't beat yourself up if you're not where you want to be. You don't have to be a size 3 to be beautiful. You don't have to be, you know, be you. I find all women at all sizes beautiful. That's just me. And if a woman feels like she wants to lose weight, then that's her prerogative. I support anyone in whatever they choose to do. But the goal is to be healthy at the end of the day. But just be cautious. I know in my family, diabetes running my family, high cholesterol. So I have all these things where people are like, you know, heart issues, things like that. So people look at me and be like, wait a minute, you need to watch this, watch that. A lot of my doctors say, watch what you eat, watch what you do, because you don't want to get any of those health issues. Also, guys, I stopped eating beef and pork. I have not eaten beef and pork in a year. Now, I do want to say this, you guys, you still can lose weight by eating beef and pork if that's what you choose to do. When I was seeing my nutritionist, I was still eating beef and pork at that time, and she was telling me it was okay to eat that while I was trying to lose weight. I ate it in moderation, but now I don't eat beef and pork at all. So the only thing that I eat now, food wise, is I eat chicken, turkey, or seafood. Now that can be tricky for some people because you get tired of eating the same meats, but it is better for your body, and it makes you feel better. All that other food is not good for you. You can eat it in moderation. If you're somebody who doesn't want to cut it out, that's perfectly fine. You can just eat it maybe once a week or once a month or whatever, if that makes you, you know, if that helps you. But another thing too is I used to go to the gym every day, you guys. I recently just rejoined my gym, and I'm trying to make a commitment to go more often. So I said starting in April, I'm going to be hitting the gym 3 days a week, and then from there I'll ease into it, and then I'll start to go every day. But I think sometimes you have to ease into things. Don't put so much tension on our bodies, because when I don't go to the gym for a while and I try to go back again, I get really like lightheaded and things like that when I'm trying to go back into the gym and work out again, because my body's trying to get that adrenaline and that energy back from when I used to work out before. So go easy on yourself. Even if you just get on the treadmill for an hour, or do the bicycle, or whatever you choose to do in the gym, just examples. Just take it easy on yourself and ease into that. Some of the things that I eat, you know, like a lot of fruits. I love apples, oranges, strawberries, pineapple, stuff like that. You can eat all kinds of fruits. Vegetables. I'm sorry, y'all. Vegetables, like I like green beans, lima beans, whatever vegetables you choose to eat, you guys. Like, you don't have to have a certain vegetable. You can eat whatever vegetable you want, whichever one is in something you like. Because I like broccoli, but some people... I'm so sorry, y'all. My cough is just in the way today. Still trying to get over this little bit of cold I got. But yeah, so some people, I like broccoli. Some people may not like broccoli. So you could eat. I'm so sorry, y'all. So if you don't like broccoli, you literally could eat green beans. Or if you don't like green beans, you could do corn or just whatever works for you. Also, another thing that really worked for me too was my nutritionist would tell me to eat like Special K cereal, which is really good. I'm so sorry, you guys. My cough decides to act up the moment I want to record. But also, I drink almond milk. I'm just trying to think of things that I eat, you guys. Oh my God, hold on, you guys. I've got to take a minute. Okay, you guys, I apologize. I'm back. I had to take a minute and get that cough together because I can't record if I'm coughing like a crazy person. But anyway, sorry, y'all. I apologize. I'm just getting, I still have a little bit of a slight cold, so that cough is not trying to go away. But like I was telling you guys, certain things that you like, Special K cereal. These are just some of the foods that my nutritionist would tell me to eat. I like yogurt. She would tell me I could eat graham cracker, like one sleeve of a graham cracker. You can eat like the pretzel rods if you want that. Another thing, almonds are really good to eat as a snack. Just little things you can eat, wheat crackers, just these are little snack stuff you can eat and just foods that I would eat, you know. So if you are trying to lose weight, those are just things that you guys can do for yourself. Those are things you can do. Those are some foods that I eat. You may eat something different. Drink plenty of water. That's one of the biggest things. You want to make sure that you're keeping yourself hydrated. I used to drink only juice, you guys. I hated water. I would drink tea, Gatorade, just any kind of juice, and I would never drink water. So now I'm finally, after like, took me maybe a year or two, but now all I drink is water, you guys. That's all I drink, and I love it. I drink nothing but water. And if you are missing juice or craving juice, you can buy the little flavoring in the store that you squeeze into your water bottle, and that's 0% juice, but it gives your water a flavoring to give you the illusion like you're still drinking juice if you miss it. So that's an alternative as well. But ease into weight loss, you guys, if you're trying to lose weight. Weight Watchers, I've done Weight Watchers for a while. I actually have the Weight Watchers app on my phone now. I haven't been utilizing it. Yeah, Weight Watchers, also MyFitnessPal, that's another app to use to help your calories. Whereas Weight Watchers is a point system, MyFitnessPal is more like a calorie system. It's going to count your calories for you. But either way, you guys will, you know, get some help if you choose to do that way. But I think that we just have to realize that, you know, it's going to take time to lose weight. And you don't want to lose your weight too fast. If you lose it too fast, you're going to gain it back quick, to be honest with you. I've seen people do that. So take your time. Lose your weight. Take your time. Be slow about it. And do it for you. Don't do it because somebody down the street's telling you that you gain weight, or because your husband or whoever in your family or whatever is telling you you need to lose weight. Do it for you, because if you do it for other people, it's not going to be enjoyable. So just make sure that you're staying healthy, staying hydrated, and taking care of yourself. Get a good support system. Like, get a group of girlfriends who are trying to lose weight too, and y'all can go to the gym together every day. Or y'all can set up a meal plan. You can also meal prep. Prep your food at night or for the whole week, and it helps you so you don't have to cook. And if you have kids and they eat different from you, just cook for them, and then you have your food already in the refrigerator meal prepped. But it is easy when people are on the same page as you, right? It's so many things you can do. You can walk your neighborhood. I mean, if you live in a nice little neighborhood, walk your neighborhood. Walk your dog. That's some things that I do. I walk my dog. I walk my neighborhood. My daughter can ride her bike down the street with me, and I walk. You can walk the track. There's a track near my house if you want to walk a track. There's just so many things you can do. And for me, I have a sit-down job. So I'm sitting down all day because I work at home. So to me, when you're sitting down all day, it can feel like you're not moving around enough. So it is good to get up, walk outside, take a little walk, come back, and just do some things. But mostly just, you know, it's really weight loss. A lot of people say it's about working out. But it's just the foods that we put in our body. If we choose to cut out sugar and don't eat sweets, we can lose a ton. I've seen a girl that said that she just stopped eating sweets for a week and lost like 10 pounds. So if you stop eating sugar for a week, you can lose weight. If you just eat clean, it's really about the food you put in your body. Drink plenty of water, eat clean. And if you still want to have a cheat day, you're allowed to have one cheat day and eat a Snickers bar, whatever you want. It's fine. But do the things that make you feel good about yourself. And don't get discouraged. You know, some days you might get on the scale. Like, I've had times where I weigh myself and I've gained muscle, and it's like, dang it, thought I lost weight. But don't get discouraged. Keep going. Because sometimes you're going to get on the scale and you're not going to lose. Sometimes you're going to lose, sometimes you're not. But as long as you feel that progress and you just keep going, you know, and feel good about it, you know. And if you need to see a nutritionist to help you, that's fine too. You can go to your primary care. You can even talk to a therapist about it, or get like a life coach who specializes in like fitness and weight loss, and they can help you stay accountable. You know, it's just about doing what's best for you. We all get sidetracked. We all get thrown off. There's times where I slip up in my diet too, and I have cheat moments and like, darn, I fell off. But it's fine as long as you get back on the wagon. That's all that really matters. I think a lot of times it's really just, like I said, just pushing yourself, but also having that support system behind you too. Because when you feel supported, you can do anything. For me, I like to have a gym partner, but of course, this time around, my mom didn't join with me, so I did it myself. But sometimes you're not going to have a partner. Sometimes you have to push yourself, you know, so it happens. But the biggest thing I want you guys to take from this episode is, I don't want you guys to make this a thing where it's not enjoyable. Losing weight should be something fun. It should be something enjoyable. You don't want it to be miserable to the point where every day you wake up, you're like dreading it, or you're like, oh, you know, you're constantly weighing yourself, or you're constantly being triggered by certain foods, because that's when you know there's a bigger issue there and you're getting obsessed with it and it's no longer fun. And that's when those things turn into eating disorders and us doing things to our bodies that we shouldn't be doing because we're getting obsessed. So if it becomes something like that, that's when you need to shut it down and probably get outside help for that, because it shouldn't turn into that. Weight loss should be something that should be, you want to do it, you want to be healthy, you want to, you know, do it for the right reasons, you want to enjoy it while you're doing it. It should never be something that you're doing and you're not enjoying it as you're doing it every day. And just keep in mind that everyone has a goal. My biggest thing was, I don't worry so much about the number on the scale. I just look at, oh, I'm doing well. I feel better. If you feel your body feeling better, you can weigh. There's nothing wrong with weighing yourself to see if you drop weight. But the number on the scale shouldn't be your main goal. Your goal is to be healthy, to feel good about yourself. That's your goal. So looking at the number on the scale every week is only going to throw you off, because you're going to be consistently upset when the number isn't dropped where you want it to be. I used to work with a girl that wanted to gain weight. She was really super skinny, small, petite, and she always wanted to gain weight. And she'd be so upset. She was drinking Shore, do all these things, and she could not gain weight for the life of me. When she finally had a son, she started to gain a little bit of weight, and she was so excited because she was like, I want to be, and some people want to gain weight because they feel like they're too small, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people want to lose it. Whatever you want to do, just make sure whatever you're doing, you do it because you want to be healthy. You do it because it's not an obsession. You're doing it because it makes you feel good. Some people get a trainer. I had another girl I used to work with that had a trainer that helped her. She was like 200 pounds, and she dropped 200 pounds to be like 170 or something. I can't remember her exact weight, but she was 200 pounds when I first started my job, and she dropped a lot of weight in a year, and she looked good, and she had a trainer. She was eating good. It is possible to do. It is possible. And she would have moments where she would tell us, like, she felt like she was getting obsessed with it. She felt like it was becoming a lot because she'd be tracking her foods. And when it got to that point, she said, you know what? I'm going to delete the app off my phone because I don't want to keep tracking my food. I don't want to be obsessed with this. I want it to be enjoyable. And so if you catch yourself doing that, that was a good example. You know, she caught herself being obsessed and she pulled back. So I just want you guys to be aware that losing weight should be something, you know, natural and fun. But anyway, just love the skin that you're in. I have days where I feel so insecure, you guys. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you guys in this audio. Like, after having my daughter, I had my daughter 6 years ago, and I never could get my weight back to where I wanted to be. My weight fluctuates up and down. Before I had her, I was 130 pounds before I had my daughter. Never gained no weight, eat whatever I wanted, didn't have to work out. My weight just stayed the same. I felt good about myself. Had my daughter, I think I got up to like 150 some pounds or 160 some pounds when I was pregnant with her. Lost some of the weight and got down to 140 something after having her. And then out of nowhere, my weight just fluctuated back up again. So like, my weight goes up and down. I'll be like 155, then I'll drop to 140. It's just like my weight goes up and down, up and down, up and down. It can be kind of like a tricky roller coaster. And I'm 4'11", you guys. So imagine me being that weight, and I'm supposed to actually be smaller, because for my height, I'm supposed to really be, I was told I was supposed to be like 129 pounds or smaller, or 110. But obviously, unfortunately, you know, things happen. So it's a work in progress. And I get insecure sometimes, because after gaining like all this weight's around, you feel insecure. Like, I'm gonna be real with you guys, all my ladies listening, especially ladies, like, I'm gonna be 100% real with y'all. I've gained a lot. I've felt insecure about my butt, insecure about my boobs, insecure about my legs, because I always never had big boobs, you guys. I know this might be TMI to some of y'all, but I always was a size B. After having my daughter, I got to be a C cup, which, I don't know, my boobs are just, this is the biggest they've ever been, and so they don't go down for nothing. My butt is bigger, and I'm insecure about that. And it's kind of like, I feel like when men look at me, that's the first thing they notice. They talk about my big thighs. They talk about my big butt. They talk about my boobs, and they comment on how thick I am. And sometimes it's a turnoff because it's like, do they see my face or do they just see my body? Whereas before, when I was smaller, men noticed my body, but it wasn't as like now where they're just like fixated on it, and I don't like that, you know. So it can be an insecurity. I know, as I'm not the only woman that feels that way, it just can be a huge insecurity, and you'd be like, oh, that's all they see. But you know, we also have to love the skin we're in. We're all not gonna be the perfect size that we may want to be, but we can still do it, you know. So yes, guys, it can feel insecure and bad sometimes when you don't like the skin you're in. But the biggest thing I can say to that is you just got to do something about it. It's either, the biggest thing when it comes to weight loss is either you're going to try to lose the weight to be healthy, or you're going to stay that way and learn to love yourself. One of my biggest inspirations, guys, I love Lizzo. A lot of people always give her so much slack because they say that she's overweight or she's this or she's that. And I admire her so much because she has like the best confidence ever. Like, literally, she gets out here and she loves the skin she's in. She's unapologetic, like, about who she is. She loves the skin she's in. She's who she is. And I think that's just beautiful. That's just an example. But I love women who love the skin they're in. Whether you're a size 3, size 10, whatever, love who you are. You are beautiful. Just know that. And if you want to do some things like gain weight, lose weight, then do that. But do it healthy. Do it on your terms. And don't let nobody make you feel bad about who you are. And honestly, guys, if you want to know more about like the nutrition, the other foods that I eat, I can definitely do another episode and tell you like more of a breakdown of what foods I eat and give you more of a breakdown of what foods my nutritionist had me eating, because I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but it was a lot long list I could have gave you guys. But those are just some foods I threw out. And I just want to give you guys a little quick update and just kind of motivate people who are just trying to lose weight or who, whatever you choose to do with your body, just know that you're beautiful and just be careful, take care of your body. You know, do what makes you happy, do what makes you feel good. That's the biggest thing. That is the biggest thing, you guys. I think that's what we definitely have to keep in mind. And we have to own that, and we have to love that. And again, if you need, like I said, a professional can also give you amazing tips as well. It's whatever you guys choose to do, whatever works best for you guys, but whatever you do, do it for you. That's the biggest thing I want you guys to take from this. Do it for you. But yes, if you want me to do any more episodes about weight loss or health, whatever, if I didn't answer enough stuff or talk about enough stuff doing this episode, let me know, and I'm glad to help. Also, guys, subscribe to my podcast. If you would like, please subscribe to it, and then you'll get like exclusive content of episodes that are exclusive for people who subscribe to me. So subscribe, and also follow me on Spotify, you guys. Follow me so you guys can get more episodes from me. Let me know what you want me to talk about outside of anything else. I don't mind talking about mental health, weight loss, relationships, anything you want me to talk about. I am open to talk about, you guys. Just let me know. You can send me an email also at mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com. You can send me a voice message. Just anything, you guys, because I feel like sometimes I want to know if there's other things you want me to talk about and address, because I do not mind. All right, guys. Peace and love.
Thank you.